This is episode number 2403 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 13th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The 95th Oscars were last night.
Da-da-da.
Or as we are calling it, the Everything, Everywhere, All at Once Awards.
Oh, man.
Winner of 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. So I'm just getting you ready for the commercials today.
So I was watching last night, of course, and every time somebody opened an envelope, you could read their lips getting ready to say the word everything. And it's like, it just happened time and time again.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, it's crazy.
What I loved, Short Round and Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. Ke Huy Quan.
His acceptance speech for his supporting actor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was just awesome.
Plus, you
and
know,
he was so happy.
When Harrison Ford came out to give out the best
picture. He was so happy.
Indy!
And then he hugged him.
Indy. Now, you know who we're talking about, right? Ke Huy Quan was Shorty in Indiana Jones' Temple of Doom when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He's also in Goonies. You've seen him. Yeah. And now he's an adult, and he won an Oscar last night for Best Supporting Actor.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. And the commercials, did you see the Rolex commercial?
Oh, yeah.
How could you not?
With Anthony Hopkins.
So let me ask you, do you think the average moviegoer who steals Netflix from their parents has the bucks to buy Rolex?
No.
I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I think they did that for the movie community that they were all there. Why would they want to advertise to them?
My guess is a Rolex was in every gift bag.
Oh, I don't know about that. They got to pay taxes on those. So
that's true.
I'm thinking if Rolex wants to get to the movie community, they just buy a full page ad in Variety.
Yeah, because the movie community, are they going to actually be
watching? No, they
weren't
watching. Well, the ones that didn't attend and were at like an after party before party, they were probably watching on screens. You know, they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were getting ready.
They were getting drunk. No, a lot of people go to dinner. The Vogue and all that, the after parties start up a little early.
That's true.
You know,
that's
for those that didn't get an invite or didn't want to go.
And they do air the Oscars at the parties.
Live.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. So maybe they thought they'd catch a few. But really, Rolex, come on.
Now, and we
not
voted for
audience.
Jimmy Kimmel to be host for the next 10 years.
Darn-lutely. Kimmel's fine.
He's not mostly wrong. Not.
Yeah.
He's mostly non-offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a couple moments.
Yeah.
Unless you like insurrection and hate cocaine bears, lots of Easter eggs in the monologue, and jabs about missing the slapping.
Yeah, right.
The hitch part, that hitch
the,
part.
Yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. And here's the hitch. No hitch.
That was funny.
That was great. That was great.
But perhaps the biggest news was that Halle Berry replaced Will Smith to present Best Actress Award.
He stole my heart. What was with the hair in the face, Halle?
Seriously. I don't. Yeah, the hair was.
That was a bit much. But you know, she looked great.
She always looks great. The roses, great. All those roses around the neck.
Yeah, but that was okay. It worked. Sometimes it doesn't. But for her, I think it's because of her age. It kind of worked.
Probably the color of the roses.
Good last night.
Who?
Andie MacDowell.
Yes, she
great
did.
Great hair and all.
All right. So, Hugh Grant's joke was hilarious.
About the scrub. Anyway.
It was hilarious.
All right.
It actually surprised me. And
well,
I wanted
of course,
him to take his hands off his hips.
Oh, yeah.
But it was hilarious.
There you go. Oscar news.
Beautiful scrotum. It's awesome. The women of Oscar were in great number last night, including, I feel bad.
Why?
But not that bad.
Why?
Eva Longoria.
Yeah?
Who seemed to have a wardrobe malfunction.
Why? I didn't
or
see
her
that.
Left breast was lower than her right.
You would notice that.
Well, okay, so this
that.
Is, a, if you're going to wear
yeah.
A dress that's cut down to your navel
yep.
or your waistline,
mm-hmm.
you better damn well make sure
yeah.
that the stuff that's sticking to everything
yeah.
is holding tight. because her left breast
yeah.
looked like it was in a perky place. And her right breast looked a bit more like natural gravity had taken over. So when you're looking at it, you know, you're looking at her straight on.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, eh.
You're tilting your head because those guys are kind of, they're lopsided.
They were lopsided,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, lopsided.
Oh, my. Yep.
Huh. I'll have to go back and take a look.
So by now we know that the women are super glue taped into their gowns.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, it's hard for me to see the boob thing.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah.
And the breastplates that Jennifer Connelly and costume designer Ruth E. Carter with the big yellow thing she was wearing.
The yellow thing.
Not to mention the woman in the white headdress in the audience.
Oh, I saw that. I thought for a second, I was like, what?
I'd hate to be the 15 people behind her.
Yeah, no kidding. I think they had problems up in the nosebleed seat seeing through her head.
I didn't see it. I don't know why I totally missed it.
Look, any of the shots where Jimmy is in the audience doing his bit, you'll see her to what would be his left or our right, and you can't miss her. It's like she's got a big white halo around her head.
Okay.
And it's all, no.
I'll go back and look.
Go back and look.
Jennifer Connelly, who I think she's really pretty. She's super talented. I loved her since The Rocketeer.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like
it came up to her throat, right?
From her top of her boobs up to her throat was this, I don't know.
It was kind of, you said breastplate.
I just kind of remember being breastplate.
Bejeweled. I don't know.
A bejeweled breastplate. Bejeweled. I'm not sure Mindy Kaling in the white Vera Wang gown worked.
Wow, that was weird.
There was Florence Pugh in black shorts under her gown.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Now, what's that all about?
I don't know. It kind of reminded me of Recess and girls hanging upside down on the bars with a dress. Got to have some bike shorts underneath.
Yeah, but wear your bike shorts because, you know.
And there was, I don't even remember her name, but it was this white, it was like someone took some, like, stood her on the floor.
Yeah.
And from far up above, they had this white fabric that they just dropped. And then they said, put your arms up. And so, like, these, like, poopy things ended up on her arms. Yeah. And then wherever it landed. Because it was like, it's not, I don't know what it was.
I don't either.
But there were some very interesting choices last night.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she looked good.
Who normally... Yeah. We'll wear a funky looking gown.
No, she looked
very really pretty.
With our apologies to the scores of people who sat behind the woman with the white hat and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.